You were on with one Nate Newton last night. Apparently, he played for the Cowboys back in the day.
What they say.
And you brought up a topic that I thought was interesting. I thought that Jam Session brought up a couple of good topics yesterday, too, breaking down Dak into the three chapters of his early career. And he's currently figuring out what that third chapter is. I want you to introduce your thinking here on this three-game stretch that the Cowboys are facing.
Yeah, well, last week when I was on with Nate, I basically declared the game in Philly is Garrett's last stand. You know, you have to win that game.
The season would be over if they wouldn't have won it.
The season's over. I think the Garrett tenure is, you know, slowly, you know, the flame is starting to go out, especially if you lose that game. And they won that game. And to be honest, you hear some of the players' comments after the game, and you're almost a little discouraged because it's like, you know, they act like they won, you know, they didn't act like they won the Super Bowl or something, but, you know, super satisfied, this and that. And, you know, all I'm thinking is like, well, if you lose next week, it doesn't even matter. And so then the thought came to my head, okay, after you lost to Tennessee, it became a three-week season, both for the Jason Garrett era and for the 2018 Dallas Cowboys. You had to beat Philly, and a caller last night put it perfectly. Beating Philly just got you onto the roller coaster. Now you have to beat Atlanta to kind of gear it up another notch. And then guess what? If you beat Atlanta, then you have to beat Washington, who's winning the division. You do that, you win these three, and you have to win all three. Then all of a sudden, okay, you're in this thing. But right now, you're just kind of starting that upward tick.
It's kind of funny, too, because
the first test.
Yeah, because all three of these tests, too, they're all very different teams, and they're all at very different stages, you know what I mean? So it's like it's almost like you're climbing the ladder of bosses in, like, a game, and everyone presents something a little bit different, and you look at what Atlanta presents this weekend, it's almost the polar opposite of the Cowboys, where you look at Matt Ryan, the prolific passer, you look at the receiving core that any team would... I mean, what team wouldn't trade their receiving core for what Atlanta has right now?
Maybe Pittsburgh.
Maybe Pittsburgh, yeah. And that's pretty good company right there, too.
Yeah.
So you're looking at what Atlanta presents there. It's going to be a road game. Cowboys hadn't won on the road until last week, and they surprise everybody. You have one more week of Amari Cooper. You like the way that the ball is getting distributed a little bit more evenly with Amari Cooper because more guys are getting open.
And the Cooper impact has been...
It's clear.
It's legitimate. John Machota tweeted out some numbers. Dak's passer rating is up like 14 points in the two games that he's been here. And Zeke's yard per carry versus his career yard per carry is up a yard and a half. Again, it's only two games, but it's been an instant impact. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. And it's hard to go from where we were. I think that we all agreed that the Amari Cooper trade was about the best thing that this team could do for this season in order to give Dak the help, in order to set him up for next season as well, where he's going to have another monster proving year to show that he's worthy of a long-term contract. It was just amazing, though, being in the locker room after that game last week, when Jerry strolled in, because I described this last week, Jerry normally speaks at the beginning before the locker room is open. This time, it was towards the end of the locker room. So Jerry, basically, he was going player to player, congratulating everybody. The media was just hounding him because everybody has to get that audio. And he finally walks over to Dak and Zeke where they are, and they exchange the biggest hugs. And it was seriously like they had locked up a playoff spot.
And see, that's my worry.
And it just made me think, Jerry just loves these guys too much. He loves Dak. He loves Garrett.
He's too blind to Garrett.
He doesn't look at it as blind. He looks at it as loyalty. And I think that people that think that Dak is going to be gone and that that Jason is automatically going to be gone, those people are not looking at the history of what Jerry Jones is. Jerry Jones is incredibly loyal to what Dak did in that first year and a half, and he showed that he was capable. Even if they trip up in a game like Atlanta this weekend, I don't think that that's going to be enough. I think that this team is good enough that they're at least going to be contending for a playoff spot down to the end. And
I think you have to win this week to be that, though, because if you lose this week, at best, you're two games out, and you might be three out because that Washington-Houston game is a toss-up game. That could go either way. You know, best case scenario, is you win this week and Washington loses, then all of a sudden you beat Washington next week, you're tied for atop the division lead. But this week, starting last week, it was critical to win. But this week, the games just get bigger as they go.
But you want to talk about tough? Like, look at what Philadelphia has for the rest of this season.
Oh, they're cooked.
At Saints, Giants, Redskins, at Cowboys, at Rams, Texans, at Redskins. That is brutal. Well, I don't even know exactly how good the Redskins are, but an in division, you know, at the end of the season,
are always
yeah,
toss-up.
It's never going to be
that
easy. That
Cowboys-Giants game in Week 17, if it has meaning, that will not be easy. I can promise you that.
Yeah, it's just hard to imagine for me that even if something went wrong tomorrow for the Cowboys, or maybe nothing even has to go wrong, maybe they just get outplayed. That's not out of the realm of possibility.
That's very possible. They've been outplayed, what, 7 out of the 10 games probably?
Something like that.
Somewhere in there.
Something in that range. We're talking about Sunday at Atlanta here. DJ Ringenberg and Harrison Graham filling in for Clarence Hill here on the Saturday Sports Bunch, or Saturday Sports Lunch, whatever we're calling
brunch,
it.
Brunch, lunch.
Lunch, brunch.
Bunch.
Brunch is actually from lunch, actually, so it's a combination of breakfast and lunch. So
yeah, I didn't know that.
Technically, I was right anyway. And I really liked what the jam session guys were talking about with Dak. And how important this game is for Dak. Because really, what Philly showed me, maybe more than anything, is, you know, that Zeke is getting better, that the defense is capable of hanging in just about anywhere. Really, the two places that you look at possible upgrades is quarterback and is it coach. So I look at this final stretch of the season here. Which of those two is going to separate themselves as the real weakest part of the team? Because I love Dak. I've been in Dak's corner, and I think that Dak, for the way that this team is set up, I think that it can absolutely work. Whenever he's not turning the ball over at the ridiculous clip like he has been, you can win with that guy, and he's only going to get better.
Yeah.
Does he show that here in the final stretch of the season, or does Garrett implode? Does he get out-coached for the final stretch?
Well, I'll say this, and I said this last night. That drive before the half in Philadelphia, if this team does anything, and if Dak takes that next step, highlight that drive.
Yeah, turning point.
Because that was an absolute confidence-building drive for Dak Prescott. Because on a couple of those throws, especially the deep out to Beasley, the 25-yard just bullet on the money to the sideline, what did he do on that play? Five-step drop, surveys, slides up in the pocket, trusts the protection, which he hasn't done consistently in the last year plus since the Atlanta game.
Which, how could you blame him?
The footwork is set, sets his feet, throws a dart to Beasley, and you're just, and Collinsworth said it perfectly. He's like, plays like that are why the Cowboys are patient with Dak Prescott, because they've seen it.
Yeah.
We've seen it. We haven't seen it a lot lately. But that drive, we saw it. We thought we saw that throw. We saw the throw to Hearns on the goal line, and then it carried over into the second half, which did not happen against Tennessee when they tied it up at half and then laid an egg in the second half. So,
well, the impressive thing about that
keeps going. Look at that drive as kind of the starting point for this thing.
Yeah, the reason why I thought that game was just so pivotal for him is because Dak wasn't good early.
Before that drive, he was not good.
He was bad.
Yeah. That's the worst quarter and a half. He's been bad at times the last year. The worst quarter and a half I've seen him play.
It was very discouraging in that way. Yeah. I guess I'm approaching it since I'm approaching this from the outside looking in, not as a Cowboys fan. I think the most important thing for the health of the franchise here is for Dak to prove over this. I really don't care about them making the playoffs this year because I don't think that they would do anything in the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree.
They would be dangerous.
Honestly, the best result would be this offense playing pretty well down the stretch, losing some shootouts.
The defense continuing to develop. The two linebackers really proving that
they lose some tight games to some better opponents, and then you get your new staff in here. I mean that's the most ideal scenario. The Cooper, you see the continued chemistry with Dak and Cooper. And speaking of which, I think Cooper could have a big day tomorrow. You look at this Atlanta pass defense, 30th against the pass. I mean, if look for him to maybe have his first 100-yard game as the Cowboys. But you look at some of those things. That's what's important the next, seven, eight, however many games are left, is the development between those guys and Dak getting that swagger back from his first year and a half. That's what's important.
Real quick, Dak on last year's game.
I don't know. That was last year. That game wasn't pretty. As you said, you can turn on that tape and see. From any aspect, that game wasn't pretty. That's not something that I want to speak on or what it did to this team and this team's confidence. I know we're confident. It's a whole new year, so I'm not really worried about last year's game.
Boy, is Dak coached up well in the if he was coached up half as well in the passing game as he was in how he handled questions from the media. Like, the guy is a master. Like, there's no way that last year's game doesn't come into play this year. Like, it's absolutely a factor.
Well, not only that, for them to say, and they can say whatever they want, the impact from that game for Dak has been obvious.
Oh, the ripple effect throughout the organization.
And that's why I say it sounds basic, but what I'm saying on that drive, when he's trusting the pocket, sliding up, like, how many times have we said in the last 15, 16 games, dating back to the back half of last year, is, dude, the pocket wasn't dead there yet, Dak. Give it an extra tick. But he tries to escape early, and it's like, well, because he got absolutely obliterated in that Atlanta game last year as soon as he snapped the ball. So we'll see, man. And I think Zeke had a comment too earlier this week that just talking about how tough it was to watch that game last year. It's going to be a big deal for those two guys. Dak wants to bounce back from that game, and Zeke wants to, he felt bad for not being out there. So
I mean, no one talks to Tyron Smith either, but Tyron Smith has got to be probably at the top of that list of feeling guilty that he wasn't able to go last year.
And as much as we've ripped the staff for a lot of things, I think that game is the worst coaching they've ever done, because they hung Chaz Green.
The inability to adjust after something clearly wasn't working.
They just refused to.
Yeah.
They just let Chaz Green out to dry, and that guy sucks, but like, you have to try and help.
Well, it's not like you have a second year quarterback that could completely have his entire career ruined by something like that. It's not like they're dealing with that. So I'm feeling confident, though. I have to say, as we just put a little bow here,
if they can build off last week, the matchup's nice because you can run and throw on Atlanta.
Zeke, what have we seen here early in Zeke's career? He gets better as the season goes on. The offensive line, we haven't brought up Xavier Suofilo. Him in for Connor Williams at left guard.
That's the best game that O-line's played, especially on the road.
Yeah.
The impact, it was a big difference. And one thing I will say, though, that's going to be challenging for this defense, and I thought Nate nailed it, these linebackers in space for Dallas, and they've done a good job of this, got a tackle, because the pass rush may be limited tomorrow because Dallas has four D linemen out.
Yeah.
Collins, Antoine Woods, Taco Charlton, and Daniel Ross are all out. And none of those are huge names except for Irving, but it's depth, dude.
Yeah. And you got to have
that rotation.
You got to have that rotation on the other side of D-Law.
That's pretty good the last year and a half. So that's going to be a thing to watch out for, too. But I like this offense, this match with the Cowboys offense. I think they can build off what they did last week and put up some points tomorrow.
I think the Cowboys are going to control the ball. I think they're going to control with
the
run.
That's the formula you're looking for tomorrow.
I think it's going to be, here's what I'm going to say. I think it's going to be the Cowboys driving to win the game potentially. And I think that they're going to have a season-altering moment where they're going to drive down, whether it's a field goal, whether it's a game-winning touchdown. I think it's going to take the last possession. I'm putting my faith in Dak. I can't pump him up as much as I have over this tough stretch and not say in the biggest moment that he's not going to come through. So I am Team Dak. I think that Dak is going to put this thing over the top. I think that we are going to be talking about this team in a very different way on Monday.
I agree. I think Zeke has a huge game tomorrow. 25, 30 touches. Give him the ball.
I think Zeke might have 500 yards tomorrow. Let's put it that way.
I'm down. Let's do it.